It's a nice place to live. Just flew here just to be with you guys because I think you're pretty cool. So let me tell you a little camp story from when I was actually 13. So this would be the age of some of the junior hires over the other track. But I went to camp for a weekend like this with a bunch of dudes. It was like this, but only guys. There were no girls there, which made it half as good. We were, one evening during the weekend, we were kind of bored, and it was lights out time. Just like tonight, you know, there will be a quiet lights out time when you're supposed to go to sleep, and you're really not ready to sleep yet, that thing. And for whatever reason, our counselor person, our adult leader, was nowhere to be found. So we were in our cabin just looking for things to destroy, and our leader was nowhere around. So, of course, we were causing mischief and not behaving well. And this little lesson to leaders, be in your cabins at that time. And one of my my best friend was there. His name was Johnny. And Johnny was like half-sized, right? He came up to about here on me. And he and I loved playing pranks on each other. We would do this all the time. It was like part of our love language or something, right? So we really were besties, but we loved to kind of punk each other. And the annoying thing about Johnny was when I would play a prank on him, he would ignore me. Which, when you play a prank on somebody, you want them to be bothered, right? And he would just, like, if I was at the mall with him and I would ditch him and think that that was really funny, he would just walk around and chop. And I'd be like, you're supposed to be bugged. And he never was. That night, I decided there'd be something funny I could do because I was a little bit bored. And John was laying in his sleeping bag. And I grabbed two of my other buddies and we went over to Johnny's bunk. And I kind of shoved him down inside his sleeping bag and I tied a knot in the top of it. And I told my other guys, my other friends, let's like just carry him around, right? So we, because he was kind of small and lightweight. So we picked up the sleeping bag with Johnny in it, and we carried it on our shoulders, and we just kind of walked around the cabin, like thinking that we were really cool, like we were Santa Claus, and we've got a bag of Johnny gifts, right? And we're just kind of walking around with him, and he's doing what Johnny always did. He's just ignoring us. He's down in the bottom of the sleeping bag, like playing dead. He was probably reading a book in there or something. I don't even know what he was doing, right? Just totally laying there ignoring us, and we quickly got bored with that, with walking around. He was a little bit heavier than we felt like carrying around, but we still didn't know what else to do, and we kind of conferred for a little bit, and then we decided, let's go on a little walkabout around the camp. And so we put Johnny down, thump, and then we walked over to the cabin door. Again, still no leader around, right? And we opened the door and walked down the steps, bump, 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 right? And we walked across the camp, just kind of dragging Johnny in his sleeping bag, trying to figure out maybe what we might come up with to do next. And we didn't have any ideas. He wasn't responding at all. And then walking up to the middle of camp, across the grass and the leaves and everything else, we saw it. The flagpole. And I remember turning to my other friends and saying, let's make a Johnny flag. And so we went over to the flagpole, and we took the rope that they used to put the flag up. There wasn't any flag because it was nighttime. And we tied it around the top of the sleeping bag, and then the three of us started hoisting Johnny up the flagpole, right? And it was at this point that Johnny stopped just laying there. He actually started, like, kicking and yelling and stuff. He told us later that he knew something was different. He didn't know where he was, but he knew something had changed because our voices were getting further away, and he was swinging. Right? So we pulled him up about two stories high, probably about where the lights are in this room, right? So we had him up there, and he's up at the flagpole, and we're holding onto the rope, and all three of us, and we're all looking at each other just thinking, we are the three coolest 13-year-old dudes on the entire planet right now. We were so convinced this was the most awesome moment in the history of the universe, right? And we're standing there holding him just thinking, this is so funny, right? And then one of the guys looked at me and said, I can't keep holding on. The rope hurts my hand. And all of us realized, this is really a problem. We can't hold on very well. And in our brilliant 13-year-old minds, we all looked at each other and went, huh. Totally lame move, right? Totally lame move. And Johnny came, like, plummeting down, right? Like a rock, yeah? And the whole camp was like leaves and grass and soft dirt and stuff like that, except for right under the flagpole was this square of concrete about the size of this part of the stage right here, right? And Johnny came plummeting down, and Johnny died that night. No, I'm kidding. That would be a horrible way to start the weekend, right? Let's pray. Yeah. So, no, he didn't die. He just broke his arm. No big deal. That was the second of three times that I broke one of Johnny's bones. But he had that brittle bone thing, so it wasn't really my fault. Johnny, you could say we caused Johnny to rise above that night. But that's not what we're really talking about this weekend, right? What we're really talking about is how you and I can rise above in the way that we live our lives. I got a really weird question for me, and I know you're already probably thinking I'm weird because you look at this and wonder, is that like the dude from Duck Dynasty or something like that, right? No. You look at me and think, nice beard. You're kind of an old, white, fat dude. Why are you speaking to us this weekend, right? But let me just tell you, I got a question for you. Here's the question. How many of you like toast? Toast. Are there people in here who don't like toast? Wow. I don't know if we can be friends. So here's the deal. I really like toast. I like toast a lot, but I'm particular about my toast. Like, it has to be crunchy, and it has to be hot, and it has to be buttered all the way to the edge, right? So I grew up in Detroit, not too far from here, right? And my mother-in-law, she's an awesome person, and I shouldn't complain about the fact that when I'm at their house, she makes us breakfast, right? I sound like a spoiled brat that I'm complaining about her breakfast. She makes wonderful breakfast, except for her toast. She gets up and she makes breakfast way before we're awake because she doesn't want to be bothered with us hanging around. And so by the time we get down there, the toast has been sitting on the table for like 2 hours. And she puts butter like right in the middle, not out to the edges. And by the time we get down there, it's cold, right? So I go to pick up a piece of toast and it's cold. And then the middle part has turned into this really cold, soggy, buttery mess, right? And I pick it up and it flops over my hand. It's like seriously wimpy, gross toast. Now, you might be thinking, where are you going? Let me tell you this. I'm so convinced that so many people, I think the majority of people in the world, even those who say that they're following Jesus, live soggy toast lives. And my friends, I am passionate about living a crunchy toast life. I want the full life that God has always dreamed of for me. And I want that for you too. I want the life that Jesus promises us in John 10:10 when he says, I have come that you might have life and life to the full. I want to read again from the passage that we already looked at on the screens and heard tonight, our theme verse for the weekend, Colossians chapter 3. But I only want to read the first two verses, and I want you to listen to this. This is like crunchy toast living right here, okay? Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. That's the life that we're going to talk about this weekend, the life of rising above and living into the values of the kingdom of God. It is the very best life. It's the one that God has always dreamed of for you from before creation. And God's incredible, unending, perfect love for you, God desires that you would experience this amazing life of rising above. That's where we're going this weekend. Would you pray with me? God, thank you so much for these 3 days that we get to spend together. And we're going to have lots of fun and goof around and eat food and run around and do all kinds of stuff. But I specifically, God, want to pray for the times that we'll share in this room right here. We pray that you would meet with us in a powerful way, that we would come into contact with your Holy Spirit who wants to transform us, to give us the best life. Not to make us into robots or people who are losing ourselves, but instead that we would rise above and move into this exceptional life that you have always dreamed of for each one of us. Thank you for your perfect love for us, God, and for the work you're going to do with us this weekend. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.